Rabbeinu said, say stories of his people. Now, Levi Yitzchak was definitely one of his people. He died 25 years ago. He was 90-something years old. He came from the Ukraine. He lived here for about 50 years. So, Levi Yitzchak lived in Teplik, we're saying, for a while, and he opened his own minyan over there, blessed that minyan, because the situation was very bad in the other minyan. There was a lot of jokes going around. It wasn't a serious davening. He wanted to make a breslev davening with fire, with clapping.
So this
was
after 1919?
Right. Now, we'll talk a little bit this. Another story. At that time, lived in this town called Teplik, where Levi Yitzchak lived, a very bad person who distanced himself very, very much from Judaism. And he went so low, it wasn't enough that he just didn't keep the Torah mitzvahs. He became friends with all the criminal and what's it called, the low world? What's it called?
The underworld.
Yeah, the underworld, you know, the
mafia, right?
Yeah, all that, exactly.
We're not murderers, but bakeries.
They're called Bandes. There was a group called Bandes, the murderers that harass people and steal and murder and everything. And also the relatives of this, from his wife's family, also were very bad. Whoever was Jewish, chaval al azman. Unfortunately, this guy, was a grandson of a big breslev, chashev breslev, who lived at the time of Rabbeinu himself. Levi Yitzchak, that the respect for this, in honor of this, his grandfather, heard him. Look, his grandfather was such a tzaddik, and look at the grandson, he's doing such a murdering and killing and stealing and everything. He said, I must get this grandson to become Dubal, do the tshuva. I have to get it. So he used to talk with him, all kinds of talks with Rabbeinu. You know, Hashem still loves you. You know, you're Jewish. You know, nothing's going to help you. You still, Hashem loves you. You're not going to run away. And he talked to him like that and everything. Until a few months pass, and the person starts slowly leaving his bad ways, and slowly became a complete Baal Tshuva. He came back completely to Hashem with Rav Levi Yitzchak. In the beginning, he just by himself, he used to keep kosher to himself, without his family, without his wife, and his. Yeah. But slowly, he started also to his whole house, his wife, his kids, and everything, and also outside to show that he's a Jew. But the family, his wife's family, were very, very against this. He says, what happened? Our best friend turned their back to us to become like a mash, like exactly the opposite to those who we hate so much. And they had to found out who's the person responsible to do for this crime, to get our relative to do tshuva. They said, oh, it's a Levi Yitzchak. We're going to kill him. They decided to kill a Levi Yitzchak Bendel for bringing this Jew back to Hashem. So it was one Shabbos. Levi Yitzchak was still in shul in the morning, and he heard someone came and said that they're planning on killing him, and it's better for him to stay in shul than to come out of shul. And they came, and they walk into the shul, and he starts talking with them. You know what the purpose of a person in the world is? Start talking to them, blessed talks. These people coming to murder of Levi Yitzchak. Yeah. He caused their relatives to do tshuva. So they started to murder Levi Yitzchak and Tepli. So they walk into the shul on Shabbos morning, and he starts talking to the tapas. Yeah? Until they change them, they're coming to murder. They're willing to murder. They murdered many people. They had no problem with this. It changed their heart, and they became complete Baal Yitzchak afterwards. He says, if this is not the power of Rabbeinu, I don't know who could do this. A guy, a gangster, coming to you with a gun. The gun and the knife, he's coming to kill. Hey, listen, you know, it's not the purpose of life. You know, if you're going to die and everyone goes to Shamayim, what's the purpose? You're a good guy. You can do better than this. Maybe it's definitely true. Unbelievable. And one of the guys over there, they used to call him Abilia. Abilia is like a person who's a gangster. In Yiddish, they say like that. Levi Yitzchak made the gabbai of the shul. And whenever he needed anything, Levi Yitzchak always took him to the guy and wanted to kill him. Look at the power of Rabbeinu, it's unbelievable. Amen. So, that was the story for today. We have a beautiful story you can tell your friends and your neighbors, the power of Rabbeinu.